North Korea accused of conducting a ballistic missile test. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. South Korea says the ballistic missile was fired into the sea. The test comes as South Korea and the U.S. are set to hold joint military drills at the end of the month. A U.S. aircraft carrier will participate. Vice President Kamala Harris also plans to visit Seoul on Thursday. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi reiterating his country's stance on Taiwan in a speech before the U.N. General Assembly. Tensions between China and the U.S. have increased due to America's support of an independent Taiwan. Tropical storm Ian expected to strengthen over the Caribbean into a hurricane that could target Florida next week. Governor DeSantis declaring a state of emergency. Fox Weather's Max Gordon is in Fort Myers.
And he's also requesting a federal pre-landfall emergency declaration that essentially would unlock additional federal funds, and it would put the National Guard on standby. Now, this storm has the potential for dangerous storm surge, flash flooding, strong winds, heavy rainfall. Emergency officials say now is the time to prepare and to know if you're in an evacuation zone, zones where there's the threat of being inundated or cut off by the floodwaters.
Ian expected to become a Category 3 hurricane. Post-tropical cyclone Fiona battered two eastern Canadian provinces today, knocking out power and causing significant damage. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said that he's approved federal assistance for Nova Scotia and the armed forces will be deployed. Meanwhile, more than half of Puerto Rico remains without power more than 5 days after Fiona struck there. America is listening to Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
New research suggests people who have had COVID are at a higher risk for neurological disorders. Fox's Jill Nato has that story.
Millions of people may be impacted by a new study done by researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine and the Veterans Administration St. Louis Healthcare System, both in Missouri and published in the journal Nature Medicine. They studied medical records from 154,000 U.S. veterans who had tested positive for COVID. They compared those to records from nearly 6 million patients who didn't have COVID during the same time frame. They found people infected with COVID had a 77% higher risk of developing memory problems. 80% were more likely to have seizures. Jill Nato, Fox News.
A parliamentary election will be held Sunday in Italy to determine who will govern next. No single party stands much chance of winning enough seats to govern alone, so it could take weeks to build a ruling coalition. A rare milestone was reached Friday night by a retiring Major League Baseball star.
St. Louis Cardinals slugger Albert Pujols hit his 699th career home run in the second inning of Friday's game against the L.A. Dodgers. He'd return to the plate in the fourth for a record-setting blast.
Pujols!
Wayne Randazzo on the call on Apple TV Plus. Pujols becoming just the fourth player in MLB history to reach the 700 home run milestone, joining Babe Ruth, Hank Aaron, and Barry Bonds, the only one of that group to hit both numbers 699 and 700 in the same game. The Cardinals would blank the Dodgers 11-0 Friday after the game. Pujols telling reporters, quote, "It's pretty special." Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.